Dear brothers and sisters, I have a highly important message. Today is 16th of January, and I have to tell you a vision what is coming to pass yesterday on 15th of January. And I am so excited, and I can hardly wait that I'm finished this audio message and to send it out, that you prove in a spirit what I'm telling you right now. Before I traveled to heaven, it was on 11 of September in 2009. And I saw myself in this vision running to the airport. And I had a mission somewhere. I don't know in which kind of country. But the steward, he stopped me and he asked me, "Hey, I want to see your flight ticket." I said, "Okay, I'm sorry, let me see. I'm coming in the last minute." And then it's coming out my mouth. And I said, "You know what? Do you know Jesus?" And I started to explain the gospel. And I told him that I was in hell, whatever. And he said, "You know, I heard about Jesus, but I have a lot of pain and I'm sick, whatever." And I said, "You know what? The pain in hell is nothing what you have right now." And we were talking about Jesus, and this guy got saved. And then I woke up, and maybe you said that this is just a dream, but listen, the Spirit told me, and I listened for real, and the Spirit said, it's waiting for a person, it's only one person to get saved, and then will the rapture take place. I have written a testimony. This means the covenant with Yeshua. And you can go to my website, handsforcharity.de, and you can read this testimony. And 1 hour later, I took to heaven with my personally angel. I told you in the first audio message about it. So what so important is for me, and what makes me so excited, this was yesterday. A day before, I got an email, and this guy said he was on my website, and he said, "I want to tell you that you do a great job, and I want to say thank you." And he said to me, "I sent you 350 euros for your rent for your apartment, and this is my tithe." And I was so excited that the Lord took care for me, because this was the money which I needed for the rest, for the rent for my apartment for next month. So that is not at all. But I had my insight to get in touch with him. And I sent him an email and I say, "Thank you." And I said to him, "Please give me your phone number. I have to talk to you." And one day later, it was on Saturday, 15th of January, we was talking together a couple hours. And you know what? He is a steward and he is working for a great airplane in Germany. And he said to me, he is really sick. And he told me his story. I don't want to tell you what his sickness is. It doesn't matter, but he is really sick. And this sickness is pain and gives death. But he is coming to Jesus Christ. And the Lord is talking to him since a couple months that he has to repent and that he is coming close to Jesus Christ because the rapture is right at the door. And he was believing that the rapture will take place in 2010. And he asked the Lord, "Father, please tell me what's the reason that the rapture didn't take place in 2010. And the Lord told him, "You know what, son? I am proof, my pride. And you know what I have written in a gospel in Matthew 25 about the 10 virgins? I said all of them was starting to sleep because the bridegroom was delayed a little bit. And then suddenly they woke up and only a small part had enough oil in the lamp. And this is not at all what makes me excited, that he got a dream vision. And this dream vision he got, this was somewhere in the springtime last year, in March or April, I don't really remember. And he said in this dream, he had to trouble with his airplane to, he had a flight to San Francisco. And he said, after he slept, he woke up and he got out on outside and looking in downtown. And then suddenly a big earthquake was coming. And then he saw the houses falling down and he saw people are dying. And he was so a lot of fear. And in this building he saw a big angel, and this angel took care that nothing is coming over him. And then suddenly he listened a loud noise, and then the rapture took place. And then he was so excited that he knew that he has to travel to San Francisco again. And now, right now, he's in San Francisco, and he is a German, and we were talking together. I'm so excited. I don't know, will the rapture take place in the next 24 hours or in the next 48 hours? I don't know. But I know for sure that my dream vision and what the Lord showed me, it's coming to pass, because the Lord told this guy also that he is the one. And he was so crying on the telephone that he is the one that the Lord wanted to get saved, that he can take him with the rapture to heaven. You can feel how excited I am, that I can hardly wait to see my Lord. You know what I feel? I have to go on my knees and I have to pray and I have to ask the Lord, Lord, please, Father, help me and help all my brothers and sisters to wake up. And I saw in the internet that some of my Christian friends, they are waiting for the big earthquake in California. And I saw it today also, and I will post it later, this statement from the internet on my website. And they are waiting, and everything is prepared. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what's going on in the next 2 days. I don't know. Nobody knows, only Jesus. But this experience makes me so excited. You understand? I got this vision, and it's come to pass now, and 1 hour later, I was 1 year ago in heaven. I am so excited. I can't hardly wait to see Jesus face to face. I remember my daughter said, Mommy, you know what? If you enter the gate of heaven, I believe that you will have a great fellowship with Peter in heaven, because you have the same big mouth like Peter. I'm telling you, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. No matter what's going on in the next days or in the next weeks, but you understand, if you got the vision like this, and this vision is coming to pass, and you feel the Lord is talking, this makes me so excited. Brothers and sisters, no matter, please, go on your knees. The time is running out. If you have the Holy Spirit in your inside, your Holy Spirit will give you the witness that what I'm telling you, this is right. Brothers and sisters, and don't stop to pray for Israel. And believe me, it is so important to stand next by side to our wonderful brothers and sisters from Israel, God's chosen people. And I want to tell all my brothers and sisters in Israel, no matter where you are living, and I want to tell you, I love you, and I can't hardly wait to worship with you together in heaven, the Father and his wonderful Son, Yeshua HaMashiach. I am so small in the family of Yeshua, and if the whole world is against me, that I say I love God's chosen people, it doesn't matter. But my Lord Yeshua is bigger than the whole darkness. And let me pray, Father in heaven, I want to say thank you what you have done in my whole life. Father, thank you that you use me and that you allowed me to cry out in the whole world to wake up. I beg you many years ago, Father, give me the opportunity to tell the people the hell is real and you are real. Father, the time is coming and you promised me and it's coming to pass. Father, open the heart from my brothers and sisters and take all the darkness from the eyes from my brothers and sisters and wake my brothers and sisters up that they are know the time is running out. Father, I beg you in the name of Yeshua, you are so wonderful and I love you and I can hardly wait to stand before your throne. And Father, forgive me whatever I have done in my life. Clean me personally with your precious blood, Father. Yeshua, you are so wonderful. Thank you what you have done for me. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the time is over. Nobody knows the day, only the Father in heaven. But if we look around, we see it is over. And please keep praying for me and my three kids. Thank you so much. Maranatha. Amen.